They are the model of excellence when it comes to board. And Dan Hart, as well as our executive director, has been amazing.
Valletta gives credit to the BPO's executive director, Dan Hart, and the board of directors for leading the orchestra in a sound fiscal direction and performances that continue to attract many audiences.
You know, I look at these other orchestras that are in trouble, and they always say, oh, it's financial. I think the financial part is a symptom, but the real problem is that they've lost their way. Their boards are not providing the stewardship that they need, the guidance they need, the oversight, the philosophy of who are we and what should we be doing. And our board has always done that. They've been there side by side with us, taking care of the Philharmonic in some very difficult times.
The BPO works to play a variety of programs and performances for a wider appeal. Valletta says they play for all of Western New York.
We love playing Shostakovich and Beethoven, but we also love playing pops concerts and rock concerts. It's just totally fun, and we get different audiences, but we belong to Buffalo. And I think that's always been the key of our orchestra's philosophy. We play for our community, and we collaborate with our community, and we're here for our community. And that's what's made us, I think, be such great partners with our community, and our community loves the orchestra.
Is that what keeps you here, too?
Yes. Yes. Because I love this community. I love going on stage and knowing that the people in the house looking at our musicians saying, we love this orchestra. We care about this orchestra. You know, we take it for granted. It doesn't exist in many, many other places.
Valletta says she believes the orchestra belongs to the people of Buffalo. She reminds us the BPO was started as a Federal Works Projects Administration program in 1935.
And it's made us really value where we are, and I love it here. I can't imagine a better place to make music.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.